Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Police officer placed on administrative leave in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette Police Department has placed Officer Christopher Goree on administrative leave after being informed of a Utah investigation and arrest warrant. Goree, a former Utah officer, joined the GPD in September 2024 and was still in his training period. According to the press release from the Public Information Office of the City of Gillette, on December 2nd, Utah's Department of Public Safety, through Wyoming's Division of Criminal Investigation, notified the Gillette Police Department about the investigation, which began in August. Goree was taken into custody and is now at the Campbell County Detention Center. He faces four charges in Utah, including three felony counts of custodial sexual relations, tampering with a witness, and a misdemeanor charge related to misuse of records. The Gillette Police Department has initiated termination proceedings. Former Motocross Board President reaches plea deal in theft case. A former board president of Powder Basin Motocross Incorporated has agreed to a plea deal after being accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from the organization. According to the Gillette News Record, Mason Remick, 28, pleaded guilty to federal and misdemeanor theft charges. Under the agreement, he will repay over $46,000 by his January 23rd sentencing. For the felony theft, the state will recommend a deferred sentence with 3 years of supervised probation. He also faces 7 to 10 days in jail for the misdemeanor theft. The theft was discovered in December 2023 when board members reported missing funds. Investigators revealed over $51,000 in suspicious transactions, including personal purchases like truck accessories, firearms, and dispensary visits. The motocross group's account dropped from $46,637 in 2021 to a negative balance a year later. Remick admitted to misusing funds and said he intended to repay the money. He now faces up to 10 years in prison if the judge rejects the plea deal. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.